today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
More music, more music, more music, more music, music, more music, music, more music, more music, music, more music, music, more music, more music, 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 more music, more music, 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 more music, music, more music, more music, 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 more music, more music, music.
Hey, Jim and Patrick, this is Bussin calling in from the suburbs of Chicago with a couple new music picks for August. The first one actually came out at the very end of July, July 29th, so I'm counting it as August since I didn't really listen to it until the month. That would be Amanda Shire's Take It Like a Man. She's, of course, a music scene veteran, been around a long time in the High Women, and then also and Jason Isbell's 400 unit band, as well as his wife. This is just a really great album, kind of the perfect intersection of rock, country, soul, really good stuff. So I'd recommend the title track there, Take It Like a Man.
Like a common loom, I started hearing birds, bird song.
The second album is, again, a couple of veterans. It's a hip-hop album, Danger Mouse and Black Thought. The album is called Cheat Codes. I've been a fan of both for a while, The Roots and Danger Mouse as a producer. So just a really solid album, inventive production as usual from Danger Mouse. The track I would recommend is called Belize, which also features a verse from the late great rapper MF Doom, who I know Patrick is a fan of. So check out that track, Belize. And so those are my picks for August new music. Thanks a lot. Take care.
Yeah. I'm sick, no lymph nodes are swollen. They told me even when the records skip, keep it rolling on the shoulder like a California highway patrolman. Launch codes were stolen and sold by Ed Snowden. I fled to Rome and told him to dress me as a Roman. I'm still in photos posing with my own omen. A thumping kicker for me to slam like hope, hoping it's something like a plain bumper sticker, no slogan. This something for the shooters and back and forth commuters who never knew the difference in laws and jurisprudence. I feel as though it's safe to assume that to the students and I through into the way that me and Doom do this. You checking the top two of a thousand intelligent chaps with rap projects and housing developments. Cool the cross-legged on a crate like it's elegant. Try to hate, I'm puffing up your face like a pelican. Highly enveloped and activating my melanin. Y'all failing to see what's shaking besides gelatin. News bulletin, I refuse to take the medicine. Fuck a thick skin, I got me an exoskeleton. The black collar feral and a lobster. Deliver like an obstetrician but not a doctor. Bring the Cambridge, the Websters, the Oxfords. The picture too long to watch, see the synopsis. Compensated for playing nice, it's optics. Product of the last poets in the watch prophets. I stop it, it's beyond out of pocket. Dunzo, I hit the gun show and got a rocket. Catastrophic, supreme microphones. In Mexico, we the legendary Dos Cajones. Brothers, both components, utter close to colas, court holders.
This is Patrick here, and I've got two picks for August New Music as well. The first one is a collaboration in name for the first time between Panda Bear from Animal Collective and Sonic Boom from Spaceman 3. And they have worked together quite a bit, although never sharing top billing on a record. There's been some production that Sonic Boom did for Panda Bear. Panda Bear sang on some Sonic Boom tracks. And now they have a new album out called Reset. And it's very interesting. It takes a lot of samples from 50s and 60s pop music hits and uses that as a base to layer into this sort of swirling mass of music that they've made. I find it to be very intriguing. I wouldn't necessarily say it's an electronic record, but it definitely shares some of that Animal Collective type psychedelia, and it's certainly Sonic Boom and Spaceman 3 knew a thing or two about psychedelia. So I think it's a cool record. It's called Reset, as I said. And here's a song that I want to play for you. It's called Edge of the Edge.
You took it out, but you can put it back. You took it out, but you can put it back again. You took a swig and then you take a crack. You're running quick, but you're running off the track. One piece to break the fall. One way to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button. Strange fruit has a hidden rock. Took a taste and then you spit it back. Consequences of the inside track. Bad time and you're running it all back. One taste to break the fall. One way to take us all to the shore. Can't say it's what you're barking for. It's forever at the push of a button. Up to the edge of 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 the edge. To the edge of 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 the edge.
All right, what did you think of that? Pretty interesting stuff, huh? I think it's very, very cool. Very cool. Make sure to check that one out. The second pick I have is a band from New Haven, Connecticut called Hellraiser. And that's spelled H-E-L-L-R-A-Z-O-R, all one word. So it's not like raising hell. It's more like a razor from hell, I guess, or a razor that's from hell. That's what it's like. Now, I want you to be careful, folks, because there's another band with the exact same name, exact same spelling, who just put out a record in September 1st called Hanging on by a Thread. That's a different Hellraiser. Disregard that Hellraiser, okay? That's much more mainstream kind of metal stuff, at least from the quick listen I gave to it. But what we're focusing on here is the band Hellraiser, and they have a new album called Heaven's Gate. And back in 2018... or it was 2016, I'm not sure which, they put out a cassette, or at least I got it on cassette, called Satan Smile. And I found that to be cool. It's not metal music, and it's not really punk, and it's not really metal, as they say in the movies. But it's cool. And I kind of feel like if I had started a band, you know, if I was in my mid-20s or early 20s, in this day and age, in 2018 or 2016, you know, and I started a band, it might be a little bit like Hellraiser. So I wouldn't say they're necessarily like a world groundbreaking, innovative kind of group, but they're fun to listen to. I like to listen to them a lot. I like their guitars. I like to listen to them when I'm walking around. It gives me kind of a pumped up feeling of just making some good time on your trip. So why don't we hear the first song on Heaven's Gate? It is called Big Buzz.
Rise.
All right. Get a little Hellraiser in you. Feel good. Feel good. Careful with it. It'll cut you open. And when you start bleeding, you may never stop. But that is Hellraiser. The record is Heaven's Gate. That song was Big Buzz. You can check that out on all the streamings and on Bandcamp as well. So check those guys out for sure, along with Panda Bear and Sonic Boom. I want to thank Vasant very much for calling in his picks. Always a man with excellent taste. Make sure to listen to his Friday afternoon radio show, My Noise, on Suburbs Radio. Just go to suburbsradio.com. And, of course, if you'd like to get your picks in for September 22, new music, do so by the end of the month. It is coming up in a couple of weeks, so you still got time to pick out some of the new releases and maybe something's coming out that you're looking forward to before the end of the month. Make sure to call 612-440-1984, or you can record a voice memo, which a lot of people do right there on your phone, and email it to rock@suburbspod.com. Make sure to follow us all over the social medias at Suburbs Pod. I want to thank everybody for listening to another week of podcasts from us, and we will talk to you guys next week.
Music.